Welcome to Gospel Truth with Andrew Womack, a teaching ministry that focuses on God's unconditional love and grace. And now, here's Andrew.
Welcome to our Monday's broadcast of the Gospel Truth. Today, I'm going to begin a brand new series talking about God wants you well. And I am really excited about this because I tell you, this is an area that people have lots of needs in. And usually they turn to all of the physical, natural things that are available. They use God kind of as a last-ditch effort. And because of that, they really don't have the faith. There's a lot of people that are not receiving their healing. It's an area of a lot of hurt and pain, and it's an area that the gospel should excel in. And so I'm going to start talking about healing, and this is going to be an extended series. I'm also going to use some DVD interviews with people who have been miraculously healed to illustrate this so that it won't be just in word only, doctrine or theory, but we're going to give you physical proof that this is true. Let me just say from the very beginning that I'm aware that this is a very controversial subject, and by me ministering on healing, I'm going to upset people on both sides of the spectrum. There will be people who will think that I'm not strong enough. There will be people who will think that I'm too strong and I'm too radical. And, you know, it's just guaranteed that people are going to be upset with this. But the reason that I go ahead and minister on the subject of healing is because I believe it is very essential. I'm using the example of Jesus. Jesus spent more time healing people than probably he did anything else. I don't know, you know, there's no way to quantify that exactly, but I could certainly say that a large, large segment of the ministry of Jesus was healing. And Jesus used healing like a bell to draw people to him so that he could show them that he also had the power to deal with spiritual, eternal values. And I really believe that one of the reasons that the body of Christ isn't making a larger impact today on our world is because we have relegated the gospel to just heaven and hell issues. And we haven't presented Jesus as the one who has paid for our healing and wants to heal our body, and the one who wants to prosper us financially, and the one who wants to deliver us from the demonic oppression and discouragement that so many people deal with. And so the vast majority of people believe that God exists, and before they die, they hope that they get right with Him. It's not a lack of knowledge about God in the sense that He exists and things like that, but they haven't been told that the Lord is for this present life. And so most people see God as something that deals with eternity. And even though they should be concerned about their eternity, they should be more, long-term thinking. They should think about heaven and hell issues. The truth is most people are living in a hell right now in this life, going through sickness or disease or poverty or divorce or all kinds of things, and they are just struggling on a daily basis to deal with this life's problems, and Jesus hasn't been presented to them as a person who loves you and wants to deal with all of these things. And so most people are one of the reasons that they relegate religion off to just, you know, I got to get right with God before I die, is because religion, false Christianity, has not presented Jesus as the healer. Jesus used healing to draw people. If Jesus hadn't been healing bodies, there wouldn't have been near the crowds that came out to hear him. Yes, his words were powerful, and yes, he spoke like no man spoke. And I'm not trying to minimize that at all, but I'm saying it's not an either-or deal. The Lord used healing to draw people's attention, to draw the crowds. He used it to show that God loved people, that he was concerned about them. And the modern-day message is that God really only is concerned about your eternal destiny, whether you go to heaven or hell. And if that's all there was, if that was the truth, you know what? That's more than we deserve from God, and that would still be worth preaching. But I'm telling you, the gospel is much better news than that. Yes, God is concerned about your eternal destiny, and yes, there is a hell to gain and a heaven to gain and a hell to lose and shun. Yes, those things are true, but God loves you right now. God wants you well. God is not insensitive to your hurt and to your pain. God loves you, and He wants you well. And the fact that the church has not been making that point, when I say church, I'm talking about in a general sense. Of course, there's some great churches. There are great people who are preaching the gospel and seeing things happen. But I'm saying if you were to take the church as a whole and average it out, the majority of people do not preach that it's God's will for you to be well. There are some people who believe God can heal, and they may say that it's an option, but they look at it as an add-on, and it is not something that is guaranteed to us. It's not one of our rights. It's not a part of the atonement of Christ. And I'm going to take a different view on this and show you that healing is a part of what Jesus died to produce. You are just as much guaranteed healing as you are forgiveness of sins. And I know that that statement I've already, see, offended some people in this. Because, again, most people do not take that attitude. But let me say this, and I'm not saying this in a bragging way. I'm not saying in a way that I'm trying to condemn anybody else. But I can tell you, if you would be honest and listen to what I say right here, this could really help you to receive these truths that I'm going to be presenting in this series on God Wants You Well. If you would be honest, the people who see the most healings, the people who see it on a regular basis, and again, I am not saying this to promote myself, but I'm just trying to establish that I have some credibility. I know what I'm talking about. I'm not perfect in this area. I haven't arrived, but I've left. I have seen people raised from the dead, including my own son, who was dead for nearly 5 hours, raised from the dead. I have seen blind eyes open, deaf ears open. I've seen deformities healed. I've seen broken bones healed. I've seen just about everything that you can possibly imagine heal. And I'm saying that people who see the miraculous power of God in healing, and it's not just a one-off occurrence in their entire life. I mean, even an old blind squirrel will get a nut every once in a while, amen. So some people just stumble onto healing accidentally. But I'm talking about people who see healing happen on a regular basis without exception. You go to any person that you consider to be a healing evangelist that sees healings happen, a consistent belief among them is that it's always God's will to heal, that this is a part of what Jesus purchased. They don't believe it just can happen. They believe it is always God's will. Now, I'll be the first one to say, and of course many other people, your own personal experience will verify this, that not every person is healed, but it's not because it's not God's will. There's many factors involved in healing. And there are even people who desire healing and pray for it and do everything they know to get healed that don't get healed. And as I teach through this, I'm aware that this is going to be hard on some people that have lost someone and you tried to believe for them to be healed. I got some very, very good friends that lost a son. And they're very sensitive in this area, and I've talked to them about it. They've sat through my teaching as I teach on healing, and I told them, I said, you know, I know that this may be hard on you, but, you know, it's the truth, and I'm going to continue to teach the Word, and they're good with that, and they're working through that. I'm aware that, you know, there's people that this may be hard to hear some of these things, and it makes you think, well, what did I do wrong? Where did I miss it? And sometimes people just want to push this to the side and not deal with it. But I'm saying that the people who see healing and who see it on a consistent basis, it's not just something that they do accidentally and they just stumble on it, but people who see it happen on a regular basis all believe that it is God's will to heal. That is consistent. It is non-negotiable. And so I'm saying that before you get offended, before you reject this, before, you know, you say, well, I'm not going to listen to this kind of stuff, I ask you to at least listen to this. I ask you I'm going to be presenting things to the best of my ability to make these points. And even though I'll admit that I don't see every single person healed, even though I'll admit that I don't know it all, and that there are things that I'm still trying to figure out, I am seeing healing work to the degree that I have seen just about every kind of miracle that you can imagine happen. And not only have I prayed for people and seen that happen, but I've taught other people. I know that this works. They go out and use it. And so you could at least come up to the level that I'm at, where I am seeing lots of miracles. I'm still learning. I don't understand it all. And for those of you who know it all, then of course you're going to, by me making this disclaimer in the very beginning, you're going to just sit there and you've got it all figured out, and you won't like what I've got to say either. But I'm telling you that until you get better results than what I'm getting, then maybe you ought to listen and at least consider these things. I think it's going to make a huge difference. I think that this is going to help people. And, you know, if one person gets healed because of the things that I'm teaching, then that's one person that wouldn't have been healed. And I believe it's going to be well worth it. And I believe that many people are going to experience God's power through this series as I teach on it. They are going to become to realize that God is not just about heaven and hell issues, eternity after this life, but man, He is powerful to move in our lives. Today, it's going to help you. It's going to help you to witness to people. Many people will be brought to the Lord, and I'm excited about what God is going to do. What I want to do today on the rest of this program, I want to just play one of our DVDs that we have about Mercy Santos, a young woman who got healed of multiple sclerosis. It's a tremendous testimony, and I think it'll illustrate some of the points that we're talking about. So listen to this, and I'll be back at the very end of the program.
And there were two or three times where I walked into church and I felt the heat of the Holy Spirit, and I walked. But for some reason, I couldn't retain it. I couldn't understand. Lord, you just healed me, but why am I sick again?
I began to feel helpless. The frustration of not being able to fix something when you're a fix-it guy.
I was diagnosed with multiple sclerosis more than 20 years ago. At that time, I had paralysis of my left side and vision loss in my left eye. Years went by. I would have some symptoms. Some would come, they would go. It was only about 9 years ago when I moved to Florida where it really hit me really bad. I was still working, but half of the times I couldn't walk. I couldn't drive. So I would say every 6 weeks I was admitted into the hospital. I was given Salbutamol, which is a steroid, for about 4 or 5 days. At that point, it would make me a little stronger. And then I would try to function again, go to work, take care of my baby. 6 weeks later, here we go again.
This was the Salbutamol, which is a steroid that was given to me every other month. I used to go to the hospital, and if I didn't go to the hospital, then they used to send me a nurse to administer the steroids here at home, and she used to come 2-3 days sometimes, and they used to put a port, and the port would stay in my arm, and then they would administer the steroids until it was done. 3 or 4 days, it depended on how long the doctor would order it for.
It came to a point where I had to throw the towel in. The doctor said, you can't work anymore. I couldn't walk at that point. I couldn't use my arms. I couldn't swallow. I had incontinence. I had numbing all over my body. And I had pain all over my body. I would get muscle spasms, even in my face, in my back, in my arms, in my legs. I had an inability to speak. I had cognitive problems. I just had it all. I remember at one point, and I had a little girl that I had to take care of. Praise God that I had my family, I had my mother who helped me. But I remember trying to take care of my daughter and crawling on the floor because my legs could not hold me up. I just could not do anything. I couldn't take care of her. I couldn't cook. I could barely take care of myself, put on a pair of socks, get dressed. Write a check out. I'd go to call my mother and I couldn't remember who I was calling, what number I was calling. I couldn't drive. So it was basically just home.
When I was little, of course, I didn't understand what was going on. All I knew that was that my mom was sick. It was really hard for me to see her like that because, of course, I understood what sickness was and that she wasn't well and she couldn't walk sometimes, and I had to call the ambulance for her once because she couldn't breathe.
I had control of nothing. My arms, my legs, I had no control. So I was in a wheelchair half of the times. I was walking with a cane. I had to use a walker. I couldn't drive on my own. I needed somebody to go with me everywhere I went. I couldn't be independent anymore.
I mean, it hurt my heart. It broke my heart to see her suffer each day. And when my grandma came to pick me up, I would always worry. I would have anxiety attacks because I didn't know where my mom was. Each day I felt like I could wake up and my mom would be gone. It was just really hard for me.
I began to feel helpless. The frustration of not being able to fix something when you're a fix-it guy. You're the kind of person that, you know, okay, you see a problem, bam, you're on it. You want to fix it. This, all I could do is see, and all I could do is hear what she was going through. And that gave me a great deal of frustration and anxiety, but not being able to help her with that. So I felt powerless.
I don't care what you see. I know I'm healed. That's all I kept saying. By his stripes, I am healed. And I kept hanging on to that. Hanging on to that, no matter how bad it got. Every time I was in the hospital, whoever could hear me, it's okay, I'm going to walk again. And I had times where the Lord actually spoke to me and gave me scripture. He gave me Acts 3, where I couldn't walk. And I walked again. And there were two or three times where I walked into church and I felt the heat of the Holy Spirit. And I walked. But for some reason, I couldn't retain it. I couldn't understand. Lord, you just healed me. But why am I sick again? Tell me what I'm doing wrong. Tell me what I'm doing wrong. Do I have to do something different? And that night, I had seen Andrew Womack before. And I used to wonder, who is this man? Why is he speaking that way? But that night, as I was going to shut the TV off, he was staring straight at me. And he said to me, what you're doing wrong is that you're not praying right. You need to pray differently.
But let me just put it to you this way. If what you're doing isn't working, why is it that you are so adamant about holding on to the concepts that aren't working for you? I'm just asking you to open up your heart just a little bit, to consider that maybe there's a better way to pray, to consider that maybe some of the foundational things that you've been believing about prayer are wrong, and just open up the door just a crack. So that if there is something wrong, that we could make a scriptural adjustment here and that it could help us in our prayer life.
And that was my answered prayer. The Lord was speaking right through Andrew.
The first time I heard Andrew preach on the Gospel Truth program, to tell you the truth, prior to that, I was scanning the channels and I saw him. And I would catch him, but he didn't really grab my attention because he just sat still and was kind of not necessarily monotone. It wasn't that boring, but it wasn't a stimulating visual experience as you would expect on television to capture your attention as we are accustomed to. So it was a different kind of programming. Visually speaking, the message, it took a while for me to get over the visual to allow the message to enter in. Once I allowed that to sink in, that's what had me hooked. And that's because it was the truth.
I watch Andrew every day. There's not one day where I miss, and I just started applying those principles from the Word. And my life has just started changing.
From the beginning she started watching Andrew Womack till this day, I just saw her facial features and the way she acts. It's just amazing what God has done in her. He's totally renewed her, and she's not sick anymore.
My healing wasn't instant. it was progressive. It was a gradual healing. I don't know if it was because of my belief. Well, actually, I think it is because I wasn't taught. I wasn't taught the right way. I was coming from a different doctrine. I was being taught by my pastor. But when Andrew put it so clearly, that's what freed me. That's what freed me. And then as the more I learned, the more I applied the word, then the healing will come. The healing will come just gradually. And that was okay for me because I knew that I was healed. You know, whether it came instantly or not, I knew I was healed. And no one was going to change that.
She knows that God does not want her ill. She totally believes that God has already healed her. So when symptoms come up in her body, right away, she is speaking to the specific symptom. And in the name of Jesus, that symptom evaporates almost instantaneously, if not right on the spot. I mean, she just speaks to it, and her faith is to receive that healing right then.
God has already done His part. We aren't waiting on God to answer our prayer. God has anticipated every problem that you'll ever have through Jesus. He sent Jesus here. Jesus paid for the forgiveness of your sins. He healed all of your diseases. He delivered you from all of the oppression. He's already provided whatever it is that you need before you even existed. The Lord anticipated your problem and made the supply before you ever had the need. Everything that God is ever going to do has already been done through Jesus. He put this same power that He used raising Jesus from the dead inside of you. It's resident in you. And now, instead of approaching God as a great beggar and saying, "Oh God, we are powerless. We have nothing. We are just looking to You. Please move. Pour out Your power. Oh God, heal. Oh God, deliver," which is the way most people are praying. Instead, we are supposed to come and say, "Father, thank You that in Christ everything I need has already been provided. You've given me this authority. And so now You take Your authority and You speak to Your mountain." Mark chapter 11, verse 23. You speak to the problem. Don't talk to God about your problem, but talk to your problem about God. Take your authority. Speak and command things to respond. Command the power of God to flow. And see, if you start taking that authority and using it that way, you're going to see different results.
I don't need anything. I have the power of God in me. I have the Holy Spirit in me. Any little thing, I just rebuke it in Jesus' name and it has to leave, and it does leave. Andrew Womack said, "You know what? You have to be a fanatic." Well, you know what? I am a fanatic. And that's the way I'm going to live my life. A fanatic for Jesus.
Praise God. Isn't that an awesome testimony? I tell you, Jesus is alive and well and making anyone alive and well who will truly trust Him and put the laws of God into motion. You know, I'm about out of time today, but I do want to remind you that we have products on this, and we've actually got what I call the better healthcare package, or a better healthcare package. And this is going to be a compilation of different things that minister on this subject of healing. If you'll listen, our announcer will give you that information.
Andrew's complete teaching titled, "God Wants You Well," is available in a brand new book for a gift of $14 or more. Request book number T330 when you contact us. You can also get this teaching in a companion study guide for a gift of $35 or more. Request study guide T430. The entire series is also available on either CD or DVD as seen on our daily TV program. Each is available for a gift of $30 or more. Request item T1036C for the CDs or item T1036D for the DVDs.
I'd like to encourage you once again to please get these materials that we're offering. It's entitled A Better Healthcare Package. And of course, we've got the teaching, the basic teaching on this, but I've also got a CD where we actually have a person reading healing scriptures with some you know, soothing music in the background. Boy, a lot of people use this to just get the word in their heart. It's tremendous. And then we have our healing journeys 1 and 2, these testimonies. I think there's a total of like 10 testimonies, miraculous healing testimonies, as you saw on the program today. We have my brand new book and study guide entitled God Wants You Well. And there's a combination of things, so please call or write today.
You can receive the book, study guide, and album as part of the Better Healthcare Package. The package includes your choice of either the CD or DVD series, the new God Wants You Well book, along with a companion study guide, plus Healing Journeys Volume 1 and Volume 2, and the Healing Scripture CD. The entire package has a catalog value of $136, but today we'd like to offer it to you for a gift of $100 or more. To get the Better Healthcare Package, request item T4505. Be sure to specify CD or DVD. The first teaching in the God Wants You Well CD series titled Healing is in Christ's Atonement is available for a gift of any amount. We encourage everyone to give, but if you're simply unable to afford it, Andrew and his partners will provide this first CD free of charge. You can use your credit card to order resources by telephone. Our helpline number is 719-635-1111. Or you can visit our website where you can order ministry materials 24 hours a day, 7 days a week at awmi.net. To write us, use the address on your screen. We appreciate your generosity and hope to hear from you today. We'd like to point out Andrew's upcoming speaking schedule. Mark your calendars to come meet Andrew at one of these events and let the Word of God transform your life. He'll be in Atlanta, Georgia for a Gospel Truth seminar next week, April 15th through the 17th, and at the Solid Rock of Atlanta, April 18th. He'll also be in Chicago, Illinois for a Gospel Truth seminar May 13th through the 15th, and in the UK for the Grace and Faith Family Camp May 28th through the 31st. For those of you looking forward to our annual Summer Family Bible Conference, remember to mark your calendars and join us in Colorado Springs, June 28th through July 2nd.
And there was this man on the phone saying, your husband's had a wreck.
I was in a head-on accident. I was told later it took him 2 jaws of life to get me free from my truck cab.
His ribs were busted, his sternum was busted. One hip was crushed and the femur was broken real close.
And the nurse had told my wife later, says people younger would die.
It was like Satan did his absolute best to kill my husband.
I chose to live.
For a complete report on this story, go to awmi.net and click on today's news feature. Invest yourself in Andrew Womack Ministries today.